But my friends, I want to start today's episode with a simple question that I want you to ponder. Are you digging your well before you're thirsty?
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
My name is Alex Pardo. Really appreciate you joining us here on the Flip Empire Show. This is episode 489, and I cannot wait. We're rounding out, and we're about to hit the 500 mark, and that is because of you. I say we because this show isn't about me. This show, this isn't the Alex Pardo Show. I do this for you. I genuinely mean that, and I just really appreciate you riding along with me on this journey as I share with you the type of content that I really truly believe can make a big difference in your life and business. So I started the episode with that question because I've had numerous conversations with, you know, a lot of people, very high level people, you know, people that I consider very successful, very well-rounded, as well as people that, you know, are just getting started in their journey. And I can't tell you how many people have so much angst and anxiety and just negative feelings and emotions around tax time, you know, and we're a couple of months out from that. But, you know, I find that now's the time that people are starting to try to get their ducks in a row with their books and with their finances and with the numbers. And do they have all the documents do they need? Do they have, you know, the right support and documentation, et cetera? And you know, it's interesting because I used to be that person. And what I find is when I have conversations with people about this topic, it's the same thing every single year. Like it's this pattern that just continues to repeat itself. And what I'm finding is that it's painful, but it's not painful enough to get a system in place, to get a process in place. And because it only happens once a year, and it's about a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or for some people longer, a month, 2 months worth of pain, they endure it because they don't have to endure it the rest of the year. Maybe you can relate to what I'm talking about. And I've been that person, you know, I think I've shared on some previous episodes where, you know, 2009, I had a rude awakening. I was living in Brickell and I got up to my condo. And then I never checked the mail. So I went back down to the first floor to the mailboxes to get my mail. And the mail was unusually heavy that day. I'll never forget it. And I went up back to I think I was on the 14th floor when I lived in that building. And I threw my mail on the counter and it made like a thumping noise. And as it hit the counter, one of the pieces of mail, like one of the envelopes, was like protruding, and it was rather thick, and there was a green sticker at the top. I didn't know exactly what it was, but like, you ever had those moments in your life when you feel something bad's about to happen, or like something just doesn't feel right? Well, I instantly had that feeling in my gut, and I knew this wasn't good. I actually, so much so that I didn't even pick it up to see what it was for about 5-10 minutes. And I specifically remember like just like trying to distract myself with like other things around my place. And I'm like, I got to eat this frog. Like, what is this? And I grabbed it. I turned it around and it was an envelope that was about 1/2 inch thick. And it was from the Internal Revenue Service. And this is a very, very long story. And it's impacted me in so many ways, but I'm going to give you the very brief, short version. It's a modified version of this story. And then I'm going to dive into, more importantly, like why this is important for you and why you need to be digging your well before you're thirsty. So when I carefully and slowly opened up that envelope, there must have been, I don't know, 20 something pages in there. Like, no lie. It was thick. And I came to find out that I owed the IRS in back taxes because my 2006 taxes, 2007 taxes, my 2008 taxes were never filed. And this was beginning of 2009. So I was in a bad place, but it got worse. I found out that I owed roughly $120 something thousand in back taxes, penalties, fees, the whole nine. And I just, it was like a crushing blow. You know, 2009, you got to remember, this is just for some context, 2008, the market had just hit the tank, right? Like things were bad. Real estate wasn't in a great place. I was still doing some deals. I never stopped doing deals, but I wasn't in the best financial position for sure. I also had roughly $20,000-$30,000 in credit card debt. This was business credit card debt. It wasn't like, you know, I wasn't going out and buying cars and clothes and things of that nature, but I still had debt, right? And so, you know, 140, 150 grand in debt, and the majority of that was to the IRS, and the IRS is very unforgiving with debt. And I remember just feeling paralyzed almost for like a couple of days, like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this hole? And again, long story short, when I started the business end of 2005, I was all about just ready, fire, and then aim. And that served me very well for most of my career. But this was one of those instances in which it didn't serve me well. I was so focused on learning this business, taking action, doing deals, meeting with sellers, marketing, making money. That was my focus. It wasn't on running a business. In fact, nobody in my family had ever run a business. I never learned how to be an entrepreneur. I didn't have a coach or a mentor at the time. I was just kind of like figuring this thing out. And yes, I had gone to some events, but you know, I didn't know how to be an entrepreneur. And so important things like bookkeeping and accounting and you know, tracking your P&L and your balance sheet and the KPIs, like I wasn't focused on that. And I remember in 2006, I met with a bookkeeper who I don't even know, he wasn't recommended. I don't even know how I came across this guy, but for me, it was about like out of sight, out of mind. And I hired this bookkeeper and I just completely abdicated all my responsibilities with it. Like that was my fault, not his fault. He told me he was going to be preparing my books and that he would handle filing my taxes. And for me, that was good enough. I just kind of, let me worry, let me focus on making money. And I'm sharing this, you know, I'm being very vulnerable and sharing this this story of this massive failure at this point in my life, because I want you to learn and grow from it. I want you to dig your well before you're thirsty. You know, I needed to give that the proper time, energy, and attention that it needed. I needed to have the right person in my corner. I needed to be reviewing the numbers on a weekly and monthly basis. I needed to have some tax planning and tax preparation in place. And these are things that I'm fortunate to say I have now, but for many, many years, I didn't. You know, I can't tell you how many bookkeepers I've worked with and accountants, and I finally feel like I found the right people because of my network, because I've tapped into my friends and my network, and I've said, hey, who do you recommend blindly? Like, and so we'll talk about that a little bit, but you know, it was a very painful lesson, and I'm fortunate to say that over the course of three and a half, maybe four years, I paid the IRS every single penny I owed them. I didn't go the route of an offer and compromise. Not that there's anything wrong with that if that's the position you're in. I just, you know, I was making apparently too much money, and so an offer and compromise I didn't even qualify for, at least at the time. I don't know how it works now, and I'm fortunate that I wasn't able to go that route. And so, because it taught me a painful lesson, or it taught me a valuable lesson. It was a painful experience, but it was a very valuable lesson. And so, you know, yeah, 3.5 years, I paid off every single penny I owed, and I promised myself I'd never get back in that position. And so I started the process of interviewing bookkeepers and CPAs and all that. And I share all that with you because, you know, you might find yourself in a position now where maybe your books are not clean. Maybe your books are a complete mess. I remember when I got that envelope after about a week of just being in self-pity and just not in a great place, I finally snapped out of it and I started to focus on solutions. What do I need to do? And so I remember hiring a bookkeeper and I remember hiring a coach and excuse me, I had to go back through 2-3 years of trying to track down statements and trying to like collect all this information. Think about trying to go back, you know, we're in 2021. Think about trying to go back to 2017, 18 to try to track down statements. Now, maybe now it's a little bit easier because of technology and because of online banking and the way, but 2009, obviously, you know, we had technology and we had online banking and all that stuff, but like systems weren't as good as they are now. They weren't as sophisticated. And so I had to go back through old records and paper documents. I mean, it was not fun. I'm glad I went through it. It's a blessing in disguise, you know, now looking back at that experience, but it's my fault. I blame myself, and it's because I didn't have the right people in my corner, and that's on me for finding them, and I didn't have the right systems. And more importantly, I didn't take the time to track the numbers. I didn't take the time to sit down and review. Like now, you know, I have a bookkeeper that for four different companies will prepare the books once a month, and we get together on a 90-minute Zoom, and we go through the P&L in detail. We go through the balance sheet in detail. If there's anything in the Ask My Accountants section in QuickBooks, you know, we go through it. And so I feel this peace and calm about my books this year because everything is clean. Everything's up to date. I know I can explain everything. I have proof, you know what I mean? And so, and I don't share that to brag or boast in any way. That's not what I'm doing at all. I just shared with you a story of how I completely dropped the ball, screwed up, you know, thought somebody else was filing my taxes and realized that my taxes weren't filed for 3 years. And so I owed the IRS $120,000+. Trust me, I know about royally messing up. And it took many, many years after that to just have the right system in place and have the right people in place. And so I really want to challenge you and encourage you to ask yourself in your business or your life, you know, where do you need to start to dig your well before you're thirsty? Don't wait until you absolutely need something to then start to try to figure it out and put a game plan in place. You know, so if you find yourself now, if you're scattered, if you're chaotic, you know, promise yourself that 12 months from now, you're not going to be in that position. 12 months from now, when January rolls around, you're going to feel confident, you're going to feel relief, you're going to feel calm because your books are up to date or whatever else, you know, you want to apply this philosophy to, because this applies to anything. I'm just using books because of some recent conversations I've had with people. And I think, you know, this will speak to many people. You know, most that I talk to don't have the right bookkeeping or accounting systems in place. I know for me early on, I was just focused on making deals and making money and marketing and like the stuff that I found fun, you know, bookkeeping and all that kind of stuff and jumping into QuickBooks, like that's not fun to me. And so that's why I have a professional that has forgotten more about QuickBooks than probably I know. And that's why I trust him. I provide him with all the information he needs. And then we get together once a month for 90 minutes and we review everything in detail. Because if he screws up, yes, that's his bad, but it's more my bad if I let it go through. But take it a step further. Review your financials, review your P&L, review your balance sheet on a weekly basis. Same thing with your key performance indicators in your business, right? What marketing is going out? What's the response rate? How many calls have come in, right? How many offers have you made? How many appointments are you going on? How many contracts, AB contracts do you have? How many BC contracts? What's the conversion? Like, these are all key performance indicators and KPIs that you absolutely need to track, because what you track will expand. What you track will grow. Just like if you're tracking your net worth or if you're tracking your monthly cash flow. I see too many people. I'll kind of end this. I feel like this is a rant, right? I'll end on this. I feel like too many people are focused on the wrong KPIs. They're focused on the wrong numbers. They're focused on numbers that feed the ego, not feed the bottom line, or not the relevant, important KPIs. Like, I'll share with you an example. You know how many times I've heard people talk about their gross revenue, their top line, how much money they generate? Guys, who cares? What are you keeping? What trickles down to the bottom line? If I told you you could have $10 million revenue, you have a business that generates $10 million in revenue, but your expenses are $9.9 million, and so you keep $100,000. That's the net income of the business. $10 million revenue business, and you're making $100,000. Would you prefer that, or would you prefer a business that's maybe generating $500,000 in revenue, and you're keeping $400,000, or you're keeping $350,000? Right? You know how much more effort and time and energy you probably have to put into the business that's generating $10 million in revenue? And so on the outside, that might sound great, but when you drill down into it, so don't pay attention to people's top line numbers. Don't focus so much on top line numbers. Yes, you want to grow revenue, but you want to make sure that, you know, you're keeping overhead as low as possible. And that your margins are right. You know, so you want to track the right numbers. Whether it's your P&L, your balance sheet, your KPIs, It could be on the health side. You know, maybe you need to lose some weight. You need to track your body fat. You need to track your, you know, how much you weigh. There's certain things that you want to track. And so hopefully this, you know, this resonates with you. I do want to do one last thing before I hop off this show. I want to recognize just some of the awesome, awesome people that have taken time out of their busy day to go and leave a rating and review. I don't even say a five-star rating and review because I'm grateful for them all. But Jeff from Strategic Coach here, he put here, let me just open this up here. A wealth of knowledge between Alex's own vast experience and that of his high-quality guest. This show is chock full of excellent content, insights, and actionable tips. Highly recommend for both the aspiring and active real estate investor. Jeff, thank you so much, man, for your genuine words. I'm just super grateful for it. And then one more I'll read. Naven1, every episode gets better. The guest and content just keeps getting more impactful. Alex does such an amazing job digging through the surface level layers to get to the core of people's whys, businesses, processes, and mentalities. Love it. Naven, so appreciate you again. Thank you, Bob Warburton. I mean, so many others. Anybody who's ever taken the time to leave a five-star rating and review, just genuine appreciation. And even if you haven't, I get it. Like, you're busy. If you have a minute or two to spare, I would absolutely love it. But if not, you know, just continue to plug into the podcast here. Make sure you're subscribed so you get notified when episodes come out every Monday and Thursday. And thank you so much for this. If you've gotten anything out of this, just implement it. Just implement. That's all I want you to do. If you find yourself in just a chaotic state right now, whether it be because of your finances or any other area of your life, ask yourself, how do I start to dig this well so that next year or next month or next week or whenever I'm not thirsty? All right. That's what I'll leave you with. Look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Have an amazing day. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.